WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu chimes in on President Trump's call to remove Palestinians from the Gaza Strip and the U.S. takeover and rebuilding, telling Sean Hannity on Fox News.
This is the first good idea that I've heard. It's a remarkable idea, and I think it should be really pursued, examined, pursued, and done, because I think it will create a different future for everyone.
President Trump's main spokesperson, Caroline Leavitt, walked back the idea that President Trump wants the permanent relocation of Palestinians, saying it would only be temporary to allow for reconstruction. And Secretary of State Marco Rubio adds,
what he very generously has offered is the ability of the United States to go in and help with debris removal, help with munitions removal, help with reconstruction, the rebuilding of homes and businesses and things of this nature, so that then people can move back in.
President Trump targets transgender athletes who want to compete on girls and women's teams.
From now on, women's sports will be only for women.
The president, surrounded by women and girls in sports, fulfilling a campaign pledge.
With this executive order, the war on women's sports is over.
Trump also put schools receiving federal funding on notice.
If you let men take over women's sports teams or invade your locker rooms, you will be investigated for violations of Title IX and risk your federal funding. There will be no federal funding.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
And winter weather advisory stretched from North Dakota and Iowa all the way to the mid-Atlantic and through all of New England. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
They're going to have snow, sleet, freezing rain, making for a very dangerous commute on Thursday into Thursday afternoon and Thursday evening as well. And I'm sure that this is also going to affect air travel in these regions.
A suspect is taken into custody 12 hours after a shooting at a warehouse in Ohio last night, left a co-worker dead and five others wounded. New Albany, Ohio Police Chief Greg Jones says Bruce Foster III worked in the large facility.
Nobody had reported that there was any conflict or that he was in trouble at work. So there was really no apparent motive at the time.
Foster was arrested in nearby Columbus. A trial of a kidney cancer vaccine shows promise for those in stage 3 and 4 of the disease. More from CBS's Allison Keyes.
All non-kidney cancer patients in a clinical trial remain cancer-free nearly 3 years after receiving a personalized therapeutic vaccine. Researchers say they had successful anti-cancer immune responses and call the results positive. Patients with stage 3 and 4 kidney cancer are at a high risk of recurrence.
This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks make a deal. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee is sending Chris Middleton to Washington. The Bucks are trading Middleton and A.J. Johnson to the Wizards in exchange for Kyle Kuzma and Wisconsin native Patrick Baldwin Jr., as well as a second-round draft pick. A pick swap was also included in the deal. Middleton, a three-time All-Star, helped the Bucks win the 2021 NBA title. He signed a three-year, $93 million contract before last season. The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow afternoon. The Bucks take on the Charlotte Hornets tonight with a tip time of 6 p.m. The WIAA has approved a change to its high school football playoff qualification process. The Board of Control voted this morning to create a wins-based metric for teams to get into the postseason. The new setup will also seed teams in the playoffs, eliminating the need for computer algorithms or coaches voting. In addition, the WIAA also expanded the 8-player football playoff field to 32 teams and moved the start of the season up 1 week to match the start of 11-player football. With Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying, in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Few flurries and snow showers tonight, a cloudy sky and a low in the upper teens. A gradual clearing for tomorrow, but breezy, highs into the lower 20s. On Friday, a partly sunny sky, highs warm up into the mid-20s. More snow for the weekend. Right now it's 22.
Maggie Dawn.
In the 3 o'clock hour with my special guest co-host Tom Paulsiewicz, we discuss how Trump's heartless ethnic purges will make you and your family less safe right here in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the Wednesday to you, the middle of the week. It is our day for Middays with Mark. We'll be with Congressman Pocan in just a second. Also in the second hour of our program, my daily take today, the billionaire coup is almost complete and no one so far has stopped it. Can we return to democracy? Also, after being sworn in 2 weeks ago, Trump is ready to invade and do ethnic cleansing in Gaza. This is now the fifth country he's talked about invading, right? In the third hour of our, also more news. Are some Democrats still supporting Trump's picks? Yes. Is Trump's science purging women? Yes. Are white nationalists being welcomed into our government? Yes. Wild stuff. In our third hour, federal health workers are expressing fear and alarm after a website called DEI Watchlist published the photos, names, and public information of federal workers. Who's feeding them that information? And the CIA is offering buyouts to the entire workforce. What could possibly go wrong? It's just absolutely breathtaking. But for our first hour, our entire first hour, Congressman Mark Pocan is with us, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's the co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus, chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. Pocan.house.gov is his website. You can find him over on Blue Sky at Pocan.house.gov. And Congressman, welcome back to the program. And I have a couple of questions for you.
Yeah.
As you can imagine. First off, we see that Elon Musk is deconstructing the government, and there's two ways to look at this. One is, you know, this is part of the attack on government that Ronald Reagan started, or that David Koch arguably started in 1980, when he called for shutting down all government agencies, basically, except for the police agencies and the military and the judiciary. The Department of Defense, USAID was investigating Starlink, the inspector general, and... Well, let's start off. SpaceX, the Inspector General for Department of Defense, investigating SpaceX. He gets canned. Starlink is being investigated by USAID. That gets shut down. The Inspectors General for Justice, Transportation, and Securities and Exchange, all investigating Tesla. They get shut down. IG for Transportation and Agriculture, investigating Neuralink. They get shut down. Securities and Exchange Commission looking into X, actually. And the Federal Trade Commission, and I don't know if their inspectors general got shut down or not, but I believe so. Dodge or whatever has also taken control of the Office of Personnel Management. And so the wild thing about that is that if they control the Treasury funds and the tax refunds, then they can access tax returns. They can. This is what one of our friends writes. They can open competitors' schedules and study any corporate expenditures and strategies interest Musk. They can open their neighbors, their in-laws, their professors, and their ex-girlfriend's tax returns. They can open the return of anyone who insults them on the news or social media. They can wreak havoc on tax refunds, deductions, Social Security payments, or any other federally funded transaction with a press of a button, wipe out all funding for an organization like USAID. I mean, this seems to me like a coup. This you know, without the traditional, you know, like Pinochet, you know, where the guys show up with guns and half tracks. This instead was geeks with hard drives. But this sure looks to me like a coup. What say you?
Yeah. So first of all, I mean, Elon Musk should be fired, right? We've got to do everything we can, I think, as
well. He was never hired, was he?
Well, he's technically a special government employee, right? But that's part of the question is he's gotten over $20 billion in federal contracts for his various businesses and some undisclosed for Starlink, including or Skylink, including for actions with Ukraine. So more than $20 billion of contracts. And I, as a member of Congress, can't have a federal contract. Almost every federal employee can't have a federal contract, especially if it has anything to do with their area that they work in the federal government. And yet this guy is one of the biggest beneficiaries of welfare from the government through government contracts. And now he has access to what programs and what funding is going to occur.
And so, his competitors.
And his competitors. So I introduced a bill today called the Eliminating the Looting of Our Nation by Mitigating an Ethical State Kleptocracy Act, which, to be a little more simple, it's the Elon Musk Act, that specifically would take away his federal contracts if he's going to be a special government employee, because you can't be both. He's grifting the nation by redirecting funds. And this way, think about it, any agency, you want to get on good side, find a contract for one of Elon Musk's businesses, right? Like, everything about this is filthy, it's dirty, it's, you talk about draining the swamp. I mean, this is, you know, building a mountain of swamp in Washington, even more so with what Elon Musk is doing. So we've got to stop him and, of course, Donald Trump, who he's purchased fully and completely from doing this stuff. But we are somewhat limited as members of Congress because we don't have the House and the Senate. The Senate has a few rules where they can slow some things down, but what we can do is a couple-fold. One, the groups that are doing litigation right now, it's really, really important, and we need to support those groups that are doing litigation, stopping bills, and there are now litigation trackers you can get on your phone and then keep up with all the litigation, but a lot of groups are doing a lot of good. Two, communication. We have to talk about exposing the stuff you just said, the bill I put out there to talk about these federal contracts that he gets, which again shows the impropriety of what he's doing, and then make sure that people communicate that message. Because at some point, they clearly are overreaching, and at some point, even the people who drink the most Kool-Aid are going to be affected or get pissed off, and that's what we've got to get them to. But right now, we just need a couple Republicans in the House to do the right thing. But that means we need people pressure from around the country to put that pressure on them. So we're going to share information. We need people to help us get that out. We need to support the litigation. And where we can do things legislatively, we're going to try to. But my guess is more of the actions are going to be between litigation and communication, people power, us working inside and outside to fight for really the soul of our country.
Yeah, I should qualify my statements by saying that we don't know to what extent Musk was involved in the decisions to get rid of inspectors general in various agencies. The headline over at Drudge right now, you know, that USAID was investigating one of Musk's companies. It's wild. What beyond this, what are Democrats doing? I've been pitching this idea for some time, and Timothy Snyder as well. I've been on this for two decades now. The Democrats need to create a shadow government. I was calling for this during the Bush administration, the George W. Bush administration, that Democrats should designate somebody to be the shadow secretary of transportation, the shadow secretary of state, the shadow secretary of the treasury, who could call press conferences, who could speak on essentially behalf, you know, the sense of the party. Is the problem that the party is just so disorganized? Is Ken Martin going to bring some order to all this? Or is it just going to be more happy talk and Chuck Schumer reading droning, boring speeches from the floor of the Senate?
Yeah, I mean, the fact is we don't have a figurehead for the Democratic Party right now. We don't have a president. We don't have a vice president. We've got governors. We've got senators. You've got members of Congress. You have others. But there's no one person. And, you know, let's hope the DNC can do something different than they have for my entire lifetime, which, bluntly, they haven't been that relevant to me because they haven't done that role. I hope that maybe they can do that. But honestly, right now, we're all trying to figure out what we can do best while they're flooding the zone with attacks. I mean, from, you know, as you mentioned, the number of countries he wants to invade, most recently his comments about Gaza and the U.S. taking over. You know, the problem is we got to figure out what's the 20 or 25% of what he says that's real and make sure we focus on that. We know that the big prize they want is the reconciliation bill, a tax break for the wealthiest, for Elon Musk, for Jeff Bezos, for Mark Zuckerberg. And just to extend what they already did for the wealthiest in the last Trump administration, that's $4 trillion over 10 years. So that's why they won't raise revenue. They probably can't go into debt like last time because there's enough Republicans that might not go along with that. So they have to cut programs. And that's why Elon Musk is going around doing what he's doing, making sure that he's grifting along the way because he's going to protect programs. You know, I've yet to hear them really talk seriously about the Pentagon at all as they're talking about savings. But they went after USAID and they make it sound like, you know, because a lot of people don't realize how foreign aid benefits them here at home. But it does quite a bit. And I think sometimes we don't talk about it in as plain and simple as way as we need to. So right now, we're all out there, you know, doing everything we can. There's a lot of rallies. We're doing things to support federal employees that currently are especially under attack this week. But remember, the ultimate grift is the tax bill in April, and everything is building up to that. And that's why they're doing what they're doing right now.
Right. He's got to get, if he wants to give a $4 trillion gift to billionaires and himself.
Yes.
Trump and Musk need to figure out how to cut $4 billion of federal spending.
Four trillion.
Yeah, excuse me. Thank you very much. Because if you're going to do, you know, another tax break under reconciliation like they did last time, it can't be filibustered, but it also can't raise the national debt. I get it. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing Wisconsin and the U.S. part of Wisconsin, the U.S. House of Representatives. We'll be back with your calls for Representative Pocan.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program. Stay tuned.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects or state-based homeland security initiatives. but that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreidlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So we've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, so why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural, plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain, and they all actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. Personally, my favorite product is their sleep product. Once you try it, you'll wonder how you ever got by without it. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to recipes straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 20% with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. cbdistillery.com, and to get your 20% discount, use that promo code TOM.
In the small acts of kindness, in the words we say.
Welcome back, 22 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. And Dennis in Aptos, California, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yeah, real quickly, I've got one on Musk. Born in Ingol, thought he scored a try. He is South African, after all. I heard he wasn't very good at the sport of rugby either, and he's a big guy. Anyway, a question for Mark Pocan would be, how many seats away are we exactly from taking back the House? I understand a Democrat won a seat in Iowa last week. Is Stefanik's seat still open? If a Democrat wins, don't we take back the House? Aren't we one seat away?
The Iowa seat was in the legislature. We have 215 seats. You need 218, so we're down three. The Republicans, though, are down a few seats because of appointments by Donald Trump. But to be honest, they're more leaning Republican districts or outright Republican districts. But right now, they can't lose a single vote in the House of Representatives because they have 217. We have 215. You can't pass a bill with 216 to 216. Now, to add complexity, Tom, and I'm trying not to do this, but we have a lot of members any given day are gone. Honestly, if we have more people gone than them, they can pass more things. If they have more people gone than us, they can't take votes. So it's a mess in many ways, but we need three seats to take the majority. And just to give you some idea of how this works, North Carolina, when they gerrymandered seats after the normal process, that was three seats they took away just in North Carolina. We would have had the majority had it not been for the gerrymandering in North Carolina in the last election.
Wow. Wow. Incredible. Roger in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Congressman, and thank you for being on Tom's show. As a retired federal employee, I wanted to ask, I know that you do occasionally talk across the aisle and maybe to the Republican never Trumpers, maybe give them some ideas to be like Clinton and Carter. When they did reductions in the federal workforces, they did a little more, to use Bush's phrase, kinder, gentler way. So I was offered by Clinton a buyout, and I think that was the first time the federal government did buyouts.
They used early retirement, Carter, too, didn't they?
Yeah, well, that was it. You could get, I was able to retire at 50.
Yeah.
In 75 now. So I was also noticing that not only Carter did the Panama Canal differently than what Trump is talking about, but Carter did zero-based budgeting. So that, again, is a kinder, gentler way of reducing the federal
work. Let's get the Congressman's response to that, Roger. Great stuff. Thank you.
Yeah, Roger, I think the problem is, you said about the never-Trumpers on the other side of the aisle. They don't exist. They are like flying unicorns, right? You know, we talk about them a lot. But in Congress, once Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger left, you've got people who may not like them, but will never, ever, ever say it out loud because they're afraid. There is no Republican right now who will stand up to Donald Trump, certainly in the House, and it's not much better in the Senate. So a lot of this is you know, great if it was a novel, but this is real life. We don't have Republican leaders right now standing up. So we've got to make them, and you make them by generating calls to their office and make them bluntly afraid that they're going to lose their seat in the next election. That's how you get changed.
In other words, now might be a more important time to call your Republican senators and members
yes.
of the House.
Got very, it. Very much so.
Yeah, got it. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. Middays with Mark on the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be back with more of your calls for the Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Congressman Mark Pocan. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Pocan.house.gov is his website. You can find his Blue Sky account at Rep. Mark Pocan. And the same thing, at Pocan.house.gov, excuse me, on Blue Sky. And Rep. Mark Pocan.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's plan for the U.S. to take over Gaza is praised by Israel's prime minister and rejected by others. Maret Mabrouk is with the Middle East Institute.
Just clearing the debris is likely to take 15 to 20 years. About 70% of all the infrastructure is gone.
President Trump signed an executive order preventing transgender athletes from participating in girls' or women's sports. Chris Mosier is the first transgender man on a men's national team.
Trans athletes are just like everyone else. Sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. Most of us are out there to participate, to move our bodies, and to be a part of a team. And every person deserves that opportunity.
The Los Angeles area is bracing for rain.
It's not terribly heavy. In some cases, it just may be drizzle and fog. And just a very damp night coming up, the more intense rainfall is expected to develop as it moves in from off the Pacific during Thursday.
Meteorologist Craig Allen, CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. A new reboot is on the way, which is not a surprise, as Hollywood seems determined to remake everything it's ever done. This time, it's a new iteration of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Star of the original, Sarah Michelle Gellar, will be part of the cast, but not the central focus. This is the second attempt at a reboot. One in 2018 did not quite make it to the little screen. When and if the show drops, it will premiere on Hulu. During a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, actress Nicole Kidman told the host about her favorite keepsake, the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's famous song, Your Song. Kidman was one of the stars of Moulin Rouge, in which the song was featured and sang by Ewan McGregor. Your Song has been covered many times over the years. Great tune. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks make a deal. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee is sending Chris Middleton to Washington. The Bucks are trading Middleton and A.J. Johnson to the Wizards in exchange for Kyle Kuzma and Wisconsin native Patrick Baldwin Jr., as well as a second-round draft pick. A pick swap was also included in the deal. Middleton, a three-time All-Star, helped the Bucks win the 2021 NBA title. He signed a three-year, $93 million contract before last season. The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow afternoon. The Bucks take on the Charlotte Hornets tonight with a tip time of 6 p.m. The WIAA has approved a change to its high school football playoff qualification process. The Board of Control voted this morning to create a wins-based metric for teams to get into the postseason. The new setup will also seed teams in the playoffs, eliminating the need for computer algorithms or coaches voting. In addition, the WIAA also expanded the 8-player football playoff field to 32 teams and moved the start of the season up 1 week to match the start of 11-player football. With Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A wintry mix of light snow and freezing rain in the overnight. Little to no ice. Any snow, an inch or less. Morning lows will be in the low to mid-20s. On Thursday, sunshine breaking out. Highs falling to the mid-teens. It's 21 at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some of the authors of Project 2025 now in the Trump administration. What are their plans for our country? All the details with Andra Watkins coming up. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Minnesota, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Well, good morning, Representative Pocan. This is Donna in Rochester, and my husband Chris and I used to be your constituents when we lived in the Reedsburg area, and you were so kind to even go door-to-door with him when he was campaigning for the 50th District. And here we are in Rochester now, and we're still active, but we're 70-plus years, and we want to know the best way that we can help save or bring back our democracy.
Yeah, Donna, thank you. And, you know, Reedsburg, I'm very proud to have that in the district. And again, thanks to your husband for running for the legislature and being trying to be a part of the democracy that we all are in. The best ways are support the groups that are doing litigation right now, because that is our best way to stop things that are happening, and then help us get the communication out about what they're doing. Specifically, if it can help to organize people to reach out and have meetings with their Republican members of Congress. We need three people in the House to slip off on any bill to stop things from happening. And, you know, I had a record number, Tom, of calls to my district office in 12 plus years on Monday. And about half of them are on Elon Musk. So we need to make sure that's not happening so much to Democratic offices, but Republican offices, because that's where we have to do stuff. So Donna, support the groups doing litigation. Two, help spread the communications that we put out there, specifically with people trying to meet with their Republican representatives to try to stop things in that way.
I would add to that that indivisible.org has a hell of a toolkit set over on their website. A lot of things you can do with them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ann in Trinity, Florida. Ann, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Yes. Hi, Representative Pocan. And thank you, Tom, so much for having him on. I'm calling because I think that words matter, and Democrats have got to start using words effectively. Right now, I'm hearing words like scared and fearful for the things that Donald Trump is doing. And I don't want to hear that. I want to hear angry, irate, furious. Because those words, I think, mean a little bit more. And I also think that they're not nice people inside, in my opinion. And I think when we hear words like fearful and scared, the empathy in us kind of kicks in. And so we get concerned. There, when they hear that we're scared and fearful, I think that it actually elates them. And so I think that we need to stop using those words. And I would also like to say that I think that we need to connect Musk to Trump as much as possible. He needs to be Trump's guy's Musk, because Musk is going to be the scapegoat. And in addition, when we're speaking about U.S. aid, I think that we need to draw back, because I immediately think of 9/11. And I think about why having friends around the world matters, and why having stable governments around the world matters that are friendly to the U.S.
Thank you, Ann. So Congressman?
Yeah, first, I mean, when I had my town hall, I told people I'm pissed off. And I think we all should be pissed off. But you got to do something with that. And honestly, you know, just filling 280 characters on Twitter or Blue Sky, a few fewer characters, isn't enough. We have to be doing a little more. So I'm glad when people are asking what they can do. Hopefully we've helped provide that. And secondly, I agree. I think, you know, with everything, they're flooding the zone. They want us to not be able to focus on any one thing. I know their goal of all of this is for that tax cut bill for the wealthiest in this country. So one, keep that in your mind as you're doing it. But I agree. I think Elon Musk is the one to focus on. And don't forget, he's the one who paid for Donald Trump's victory. I mean, 274, I think it is, or $277 million of his money he put towards Donald Trump and Republicans in election efforts. So let's focus on that. He could never get elected on his own. He now has more power than the president in many ways. He's going around doing all this. And I don't think even, you know, someone who drinks an occasional glass of MAGA Kool-Aid is going to support that in what he's doing and having access to our data and all the rest. So I agree. Let's keep it simple, because you simply can't tackle every single issue right now.
And that's not to mention Elon Musk spinning the algorithm over at Twitter to favor Trump running up to the election. How is that not an in-kind contribution, and why is there not a lawsuit around that?
I don't know. I mean, hopefully some groups maybe are looking at that. We also feel that Democratic members of Congress have been seriously ramped back on X as well for information. And that's fine, because honestly, it always kind of was a sewer. It's now, you know, a very, very messy sewer with you know, all these MAGA folks feeling emboldened with what's happening. Look, it's still a lot of people are on there, so we use it. It's kind of like, you know, whether or not you communicate on Fox, and there's a debate on that. We're still using X right now, but understand that they're manipulating lots of ways people get information. So really, they're getting more misinformation and disinformation than anything else.
Yeah, and I saw a report yesterday that 47.5% of all traffic right now on the internet is from bots. So that has to play into it, too. Mark, in South Bend, Indiana, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hello, Congressman Pocan. Always great to chime in with you, and Tom also. Tom, you mentioned about Trump's proposed tax cut on corporations and individuals to be $6 trillion, and everything that he's trying to eliminate won't even be a drop in a bucket, won't even come near a trillion. Now, my question is for Congressman Pocan is this. Is the Congressional Budget Office going to do a markup on his proposed tax cut and the tariff that he's installing with executive orders, all the proposed tariff income? Is the Congressional Budget Office going to come up with a markup score for that amount of money?
Oh, that's interesting. And will that tariff income also be money that they can use to cut taxes on billionaires?
Yeah, I don't know about the tariff part of it, but don't forget the Congressional Budget Office is under a Republican majority in the House and the Senate. So that's one factor. And also, I think it's important, Tom, just for everyone to understand, when we say $4 trillion, that's over 10 years. And don't forget, you know, any given budgets for a year. So the numbers are a little different. And I think when you're talking the $6 trillion, what I didn't mention was the additional corporate tax cut that we're hearing. They want to go down to 15%. The $4 trillion I'm talking about over 10 years simply would extend the current tax cuts for the wealthy that Trump did forward. Anything additional costs more, and certainly if they go more into corporate, it'll cost more. But that's over a 10-year window. So just to help, if they find a way to cut $1 trillion in one budget, really that's more like $10 trillion overall, right? And part of why they have to find money, and the money they're taking away, like we think today might be the day they go after the Department of Education. You know, if you start taking away funds that go for special ed and programs like that, again, more and more people are going to be affected. More and more of these people might have even voted for Donald Trump. They are overreaching, but we have to amplify that overreach. You know, on USAID, if I can, just real quick, one of the big rumors was money was going to Columbia for something transgender. It's not even close to true. But all the conservatives are putting it out there in social media. We have to get the truth out there and fight back, because there are enough people either who are independents or even who are, you know, Republicans, but not MAGA Republicans, that will listen, and they're overreaching, and they're going to be heard as well. We just have to share in getting that information out.
Larry in Los Angeles, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi. It's my opinion that the Federal Reserve has become a slush fund for the Republican Party. And I say that regarding quantitative easing, where the Fed, in my opinion, bought the Republicans bought high tech by putting trillions of dollars into their coffers. And they let it be known that if Donald Trump becomes president, they will do it again. And while Biden was president, they took $2 trillion out. They put nearly $4 trillion in there when and all that went into the stock market when Donald Trump was president. That was a very disadvantage to Biden trying to get a...
You're talking about quantitative easing and quantitative tightening.
Yeah.
So your question for Congressman
Donald Trump, he got quantitative easing. Can we get transparency in the Fed so that we can know which companies are getting that quantitative easing and how much is being put in there on a minute-by-minute basis, just like when we look at the Dow, we can see that.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue you could pass legislation that would require the Fed to provide that, but that means Mike Johnson is going to be doing that in the House, and I don't think so, right? You're right, but we have to get that information out still, nonetheless, on our own. I think that's an important part of what our role is right now as the resistance with these efforts happening. But, you know, we don't have the most powerful levers right now in the federal government at all. We've got many state legislatures. In fact, they told us today 77% of the Democratic members of Congress have a Democratic attorney general in their state. We need those Democratic attorney generals to do work along with Democratic governors, along with mayors and county executives in Democratic leaning areas, because Trump is trying to attack those blue areas the most. We need them to be generating many of these lawsuits and actions as well.
Senator Chris Murphy just held a press conference and said we have days, not weeks, to rescue democracy in America. I'm curious your thoughts on that as we hit this break here.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, I just keep looking at, I guarantee what they are up to is getting this tax break. This is their holy grail, and everything is kind of geared towards that, and flooding the zone is to make us try to lose focus. And my job is going to be to keep going after Elon Musk, because, you know, I think, you know, he really is the person right now that Trump's using, or Musk may be using Trump. Either way, they are in bed together on getting this done, and I'm going to keep my focus on that while we're hitting this other.
There you go. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's 45 minutes past the hour, middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman program. You can find his website at pocan.house.gov, and you can find him over on Blue Sky at pocan.house.gov. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan of Wisconsin.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
The Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus taking your calls for the hour. We'll be right back with your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet.
Yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms. For non-religious free thinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work. Legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511. And become a member today to protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here for Congressman Mark Pocan. Teresa in Missoula, Montana. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Good morning, gentlemen, and thank you for taking my call. First-time caller, so I'm a little nervous here.
Well, thank you, Teresa.
I just want to say thank you, Tom, for all you do. And, Congressman, I'm very concerned about Musk taking over our government agencies. And I think it's great that congresspeople are showing up and that there's protests, but I'm very concerned about the fact that you can't even get in. I want to know if there's anything that can be done. Can you involve, you know, I'm not a lawyer, but can you involve, get a federal judge to help you out to stop what he's doing right now? And also, I would like to know if there's anything you can do to protect our other agencies to keep him out. I understand today he's going to go to NOAA. If there's something you can do preemptively to say he cannot enter and take over our government agencies. And I appreciate you taking my question, and I'll take your answer offline, I guess.
Thank you, Teresa.
Yeah, thank you, Teresa, for being a first-time caller, too. We don't have the ability through legislation. We don't have the seats either in the House or Senate to advance things in that way. We don't have, therefore, the control of the House. So that's why Mike Johnson has to approve lawsuits for the House to be involved. Therefore, we can't. But litigation is crucial, and there are many outside groups doing that, and they are doing it on our behalf, and by our, I mean the American people's behalf, to stop these actions. So supporting those groups is really crucial right now, and there are trackers to see who's all doing that litigation, and I strongly advise people follow that. And then we're going to keep getting the information out about that, but we're not letting up. It's just we don't have some of the powers that we have. Unfortunately, elections have consequences, and not being in the majority is part of why we can't do this. The good news is we're three seats short in the House. We think in 2026 we can pick that up, especially given the brazen nature of the Trump administration. But honestly, with the amount of damage happening right now, and their eye is really on this big tax bill coming up in April, now is the time we all have to be active and support any kind of litigation that can stop these things.
Sasha in Kent, Washington, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Well, thank you. Good day, gentlemen. I have the point for the talking point, and that is hit Putin hard. All of these actions are exactly what Putin wants. Tom pointed out earlier this week that USAID has won us friends around the world. Russia and China have fought to take it down, and boom, it's gone. We know that well, shall I say, President Musk and the Don are both Putin cohorts. I call the Don a Putin puppet myself. But hit that hard and keep on hitting it, I think.
Yeah, you know, I think what maybe gets lost a little bit, because there's a lot of folks in the D.C. area who have federal employees who are being impacted greatly by what's happening at USAID as an example. But what you just said is the most important part, Sasha, is that we all benefit from funding USAID. The work that we do to make sure that people are healthy around the world, make sure that we're healthy here in this country, the fact that we help economically some of these countries helps that there's commerce between our country and theirs. Right now, China is very aggressive in doing this in countries. If we completely disconnect from that involvement, China will do much more. And whether I'm not going to get into the China's an adversary debate, but I'm going to get into they are an economic competitor debate. And if you want jobs here, good paying family supporting jobs here, we need worldwide markets. And if you're not involved in the way that we've always been involved, we're going to be at a detriment. There are a lot of values besides just being humans, right, and caring about other humans, that's important. But when you're cutting, you know, HIV funding and you're cutting, you know, electricity funding to help, you know, have so they can store medicines, all the stuff that USAID does is tremendously important and helpful. But it also benefits us, ourselves, no matter where you live in the country. And I think that's part of the message we're not getting out.
Yeah, China has put hundreds of billions of dollars into Belt and Road, which is their version of USAID. And USAID, I think their budget was only $57 billion last year. I mean, it's pennies. It's a drop in the bucket. Congressman, we just have 15 seconds. Thoughts for the week?
You know, I'm not going to say you have to get the congressional line tattooed on yourself, but you should have it readily available. And especially if you're in Republican districts, you need to call them on every issue. They need to have the tallies. They need to know people in their districts don't support this. And tell them not to be pieces of parsley on the plate of a steak dinner. They have to be active and speaking out.
There you go. And the phone number is 202-224-3121. Congressman, thanks so much. It's always wonderful having you on the program. Really appreciate it again this week. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you, Tom. Take care.
Yeah. Let's see. What's up next? Oh, the billionaire coup is almost complete and no one stopped it. Can we return to democracy? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for.
93.5 The Tap. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as Dan Schaefer joins us from the Recombobulation Area and Civic Media's political editor to talk about the changing times in the Republican world. Has professional wrestling taken over? We'll explain.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano.
With this executive order, the war on women's sports is over.
President Trump signing an executive order banning transgender athletes from participating in girls' or women's sports. Other people are unhappy with the president's actions so far.
From Annapolis, Maryland.
This is what democracy looks like!
To Indianapolis, Indiana.
I'm watching people at my in my community be targeted. I'm watching people at my mosque be targeted.
To Austin, Texas. People came out carrying signs calling President Trump a criminal for his executive orders on everything from immigration to transgender rights. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
It's down to the wire now for some government employees to decide on their future, as CBS's Matt Piper reports.
Today's the deadline for federal workers to accept buyouts or a deferred resignation program offer. For those who take